Hi, I'm Louise Poole, and this is the Rainbow Briefing for Thursday, the 29th of January, your daily LGBTQIA plus news catch-up, recorded and produced on Yugambeh and Yuggera land. The United Nations has formally called on Australia to scrap laws that let religious schools discriminate against LGBTQIA plus students and staff. The call came through what's known as the Universal Periodic Review. That's a process where UN member states examine each other's human rights records every 4.5 years. This week, more than 120 countries weighed in on Australia. Belgium, Iceland and Mexico specifically called out exemptions in our Federal Sex Discrimination Act, exemptions that let religious schools legally discriminate based on sexual orientation, gender identity, relationship status and pregnancy. These schools receive millions in public funding, yet they're legally empowered to sack gay or trans teachers, suspend students who come out, and deny promotions to staff who are divorced or unmarried. 1 in 3 Australian students attend private schools, almost 2 in 5 staff work in them, and most of these schools are religiously affiliated. Labor promised to remove these exemptions before the 2022 election. A 2024 Law Reform Commission report found strong public support for change, including among parents and people of faith. But 3 years on, the exemptions remain. Equality Australia called the UN recommendations a wake-up call, saying Australia is out of step with international standards and out of touch with the expectations of everyday Australians. Meanwhile, in Tasmania, queer and trans students have been sharing their experiences of discrimination in Catholic schools. A parliamentary inquiry into bullying in schools held its final hearing yesterday. Amelie Courtney, a Year 12 trans woman at a Catholic college in Launceston, told the committee she wasn't allowed to use the girls' toilets or change rooms, was segregated on school camps, and staff refused to use her name. She said no child should have to trade their dignity for an education, and no child should grow up learning that who they are is a problem. Leon Peckle, who attended an all-girls Catholic school in Hobart before transitioning, described being loudly interrogated about his sexuality by another student, while the teacher sat 1.5 metres away and kept grading papers. A former deputy principal also gave evidence. He was stood down after starting a new relationship when his marriage ended, not for misconduct, but simply for his relationship status. The new Catholic Archbishop of Hobart was invited to appear. He declined. British Paralympian Greg Slade has come out as gay. The 23-year-old who won silver at the Paris Paralympics in quad doubles shared the news on Instagram just before this year's Australian Open, saying now felt like the right time. He wrote that as one of only a handful of gay men playing at the highest levels of tennis, he wants to use his position to help bring about positive change. The wheelchair championships wrapped up this week, and this year's Australian Open made history as the first Grand Slam to feature 2 openly gay men competing at the same time. Slade in the quad singles and Brazil's Joe Lucas Hayes de Silva in the men's singles. Progress, one match at a time. The BAFTA nominations are in, and there's more queer recognition there than we saw at the Oscars. Pillion, a gay BDSM romance about a biker and his submissive lover, picked up 3 nominations, including Outstanding British Film and Adapted Screenplay. It stars Alexander Skarsgård and Harry Melling, and out gay director Harry Lytton is nominated for his feature debut. Wicked for Good scored 2 nominations for costume and makeup, which is 2 more than the Oscars gave it. Still no recognition for Cynthia Erivo or Ariana Grande, though. Ethan Hawke is up for leading actor for Blue Moon, playing gay lyricist Lorenz Hart. Elio, Pixar's queer-coded then sanded-down film, is nominated for Best Animated Feature. And Warfare, which stars Heartstopper's Kit Connor, picked up a nomination for sound. The BAFTAs ceremony is on February 22nd in London. Today marks the very first International Rebel Dykes Day. It's a celebration of radical lesbian history, marking the anniversary of Chain Reaction, the legendary dyke fetish club that ran in London through the 80s. Search for @RebelDykes on socials to join in. And finally, this Sunday is Midsummer Pride March, the centrepiece of Melbourne's LGBTQIA plus arts festival. More than 53,000 people are expected to line Fitzroy Street in St Kilda as the march kicks off at 10:30 a.m. Dykes on Bikes lead the way, followed by the Rainbow Mob and LGBTQIA plus youth contingents. After the march, head to Katani Gardens for DJs, food trucks and beachside celebrations until around 3:30. That's the Rainbow Briefing for Thursday, the 29th of January. I'm Louise Poole, and this is independent queer community media, and your support is crucial to its success. Share the bulletin, tell your community, and if you've got news to share, let us know at rainbowbriefing.com.au.